Sawate, welcome back. It seems I'm stuck in this once-a-month update cycle until I just admit that I'm only going to update once a month. Only then will I be able to break that promise and update more frequently. Anyway, today I'd like to talk about foot fetish. Foot fetish is probably the first fetish I ever discovered, since whenever that episode of King of the Hill came on, the one where Peggy, by a bit of manipulation on the part of the fetish producer, convinces her to do a line of foot fetish videos, well, that episode introduced me to the idea that people like giant ugly feet. And for years and years, and even, well, probably about the time I started doming, I still held that idea, not realizing that there was a wide range of foot fetishists out there. Some who love big feet, some who love kind of ugly feet, some who love dainty feet, some who want perfectly pedicured feet with lovely arches, all sorts of foot fetishists. And so from there, I kind of discovered how I was going to cater to foot fetish and what I enjoyed about foot fetishists. To me, it plays into other things I like. The way I like to play with heels or stockings, that's pretty much the way I want to play with bare feet. Sometimes I want to combine them. One of my favorite ways to play with feet is to start out with pantyhose and then cut them off halfway through the session, kind of freeing my feet and allowing them to build up a little extra scent while they're in the pantyhose. Building up scent or sweat works in several different ways, and I find it really adds a raw quality to the session, to the foot fetish play. Because I'm not one for dainty feet. I'm not really a dainty person. I walk around in boots. I work out a lot. I do a lot of work in the dungeon and not just sessioning. So I'm not really one who luxuriates and protects their feet at all times. I try to keep them nicely painted. I try to do things to help my feet stay moisturized, to stay a little bit soft. But at the end of the day, certain activities chip nail polish. Certain activities get me kind of sweaty and stinky. So my preference is for the foot fetishists who loves sweaty feet, who loves rougher foot fetish play. Because I can kind of have my feet on a pedestal and have them gently massaged or licked, but it's so much more fun to jam a foot down a boy's mouth, to make them deep throat a foot, so to speak, to trample, to use my feet to control, to use my sweat as an object of lust for the sub. Because, let's face it, I do a lot of things that generate a lot of sweat, and I don't mean the workouts. Wearing latex, especially in these hot summer months, generates a lot of sweat. If I wear latex stockings in a session, by the end of them, there is a large puddle of latex at my feet when I take them off. Not puddle of latex, puddle of sweat. My mistake. I'll pull them off and kind of have to dump the contents of the stocking down the drain. When I take my cat suit off, I'm probably going to be dripping quite a bit of sweat onto the floor, which then, unfortunately, has to be cleaned up. So, lots of what I do is sweaty, nasty. My favorite boots get abused and develop a nice scent of their own. So if someone loves scent, if someone kind of gets high off sniffing my boots, sniffing my feet, sniffing my stinky stockings. They're right up my alley. If, on the other hand, they really just like perfect pedicures and lovely arches, well, they might want to go elsewhere. I think my arches are pretty cute. I think my feet can be very lovely. But at the end of the day, to me, foot fetish is kind of about juxtaposition. It's about making something very feminine, very cute, keeping them moisturized and soft, but playing hard with them. Not just being a gentle little foot dom. Not that foot doms are gentle. Just, it's not all about being cutesy and feminine for me, because it's so much more fun to put my foot down on someone's throat. It's so much more fun to step on them. It's so much more fun to use them in a nice, rough way. To not just have them suck on my toes like they're sucking a cock, but like I said, getting the whole foot in there. Because I always want to push someone's boundaries and limits. I want to see how good you can be. I want to see how much you can do. And the way most boys do it just doesn't do that for me. So many people want to suck that foot like a cock, but only one toe at a time. They're very, very tentative in some ways when they're starting out. I mean, I had to throw out footage that I took a long time ago of a sub who wanted to be in videos, and so I wanted to do some foot fetish videos. And, well, they kind of mimed sucking my foot. They really wouldn't get into it. They wouldn't get all nice and slutty about it. They would kind of gently lick it. They'd kind of gently wrap their lips around it. But it was almost as if my foot had a condom around it. They were kind of keeping a small bit of separation between themselves and my foot. It was the most bizarre thing. Now, most subs aren't like that, but I found that when someone just wants foot play, the majority of people who come to me like it a little bit lighter. They don't tend to like the harder things in the dungeon, and they don't want to, well, play really hard. They don't want their foot play to involve pain. So often, when I see their limits, I'll see no pain. Maybe mild pain. But nothing like kicking a slave a little bit. It's so much fun to literally kick a slave's ass. Give them some nice, swift kicks to the stomach. Being careful not to hit the kidneys, because that's just ugly. You don't want to kick someone in the kidneys. They'd have to be really hardcore to enjoy that, and even then, who wants to deal with it? But anyway, like I was saying, so often, it's followed by no pain. And that's fine. I can deal with that. It's just not ideal. It's not the way I really enjoy it. That doesn't mean they don't like sweats. Very few people who come to me interested in my feet don't want sweat. And luckily, I can convince them to indulge me another way. Because they all want to massage feet as well. And they tend to get turned on by the way I like having my feet massaged. Because I like that a little rough, too. Basically, I describe it as giving my foot a hand job. I don't want a lot of technique. I just want them to kind of grab it, use a lot of moisturizer, kind of jerk my foot off. I think it feels really good. I think it really gets all the tension out of my feet. makes him feel very, very nice to just get them squeezed. To have someone going up and down like that. Really kind of getting into it. Letting them think my foot is a cock. Letting them really get into it. Because the more they want to sort of finish it off, for me, the better it's going to feel. And really, it's so much to be, it's so much more fun to be pampered that way in my mind. So much more fun to be pampered in a way where you can really see someone getting into it. Because obviously everyone who comes in for foot fetish is getting into it. But when you see someone really letting go, to me that's when the fun comes out. That's when everything peaks. When people let themselves go. And I really see that as they're kind of jerking my foot off. As they stop looking up to me for approval or making sure they're doing the right thing. And just believe me when I say what I want. They believe me when I say I want them to just jerk off my foot and be a little rough about it. They don't need to second think themselves. Just listen. Do it. No need to look up at me and see if I'm enjoying myself. I am. So yes. I think that's a good way to sum up my relationship with foot fetish. I really like the sweaty play. I love someone who wants to feel my sweat poured on top of them when I take off a latex stocking during a session. I really love someone, like I said, who wants to sniff them, who wants to smell them, and then really get it jammed down their throat. To feel the control of my feet, rather than to just worship them. To feel my feet taking them over, pushing them harder, pressing down on them, making them feel lowly, getting into the humiliation end of foot fetish as well. That's the kind of thing I like. And if you're listening to this, I hope you like it. Too. I hope I'll be talking to you soon. Ta-ta.